Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Ricey. You've been hearing my friend Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk, for years on the radio and Garage Logic podcast. With the new year approaching, I strongly recommend you sit down with Josh for your no-cost, no-obligation, 48-minute consultation on your investments, including your IRA and 401k. You can benefit from Josh's years of experience navigating different market and economic conditions, and he'll always give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Give Josh a call now at 952-925-5608 to book your no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation. That's 952-925-5608. You'll be glad that you did, and tell him Ricey sent you. Don't forget to ask, why is it 48 minutes, Josh?
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
If what you just told me is true,
it's true.
I'm losing all. I've lost all interest in the Timberwolves.
We're doing this at 1:40 about 1
the
o'clock.
The Timberwolves play tonight.
At 1 o'clock, they said that Rudy Gobert was questionable tonight because his girlfriend is about ready to deliver a baby. But I suppose that it depends upon if it's coming today or tomorrow, because between Lori and Glenn Taylor, they should be able to pony up a jet airplane that can get him back after the game. But it's not Mrs. Gobert, I guess it's. But he must have a close personal relationship with this young lady, and I would think she's in the Twin Cities. But if she's in Paris, we're in trouble because he's French, you know. That's
I washed my hands of Ellen.
That's it?
I'm done.
Yes.
That was
I'm done.
Quick.
I'm done.
You know, it's an argument that you can't win. But my theory is with Zoom.
Look at the baby being born.
Hey, Doc, get that thing in there.
Bring it to the bench.
You know, take a little extra long halftime.
Right.
A couple of minutes and tell Mama to come on, you know. This was a better country when they didn't let the husband in the delivery room, let's face it. Right?
Pat, you've devastated me.
Well, what can I tell you?
Did the Timberwolves make this announcement?
Yeah, somebody sent out a release. Judd just told me when I was on the air with him, so.
Just when you think. This is all the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Just when you think.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck to them, and they got their split already, but you don't want to have to work as hard as Ant would have to work to win the game without Rudy around to get the rebounds. One of the big advantages Saturday was the big guy only had 7 rebounds, Jokic, and he usually gets about 15. What do you think of that big Bluto character?
I don't think much of him compared to Ant.
Yeah, but boy, is he effective.
Let me tell you something. The way they played Friday,
Saturday.
I could have foreseen another sweep.
Ooh, well, I wouldn't go that far. But
Pat, they're playing at a level we've never seen.
Oh, God, yes. They are, Edwards is, I mean, Edwards was the only guy who was did anything in the first half, and then in the third quarter, everybody else was contributing, and then the fourth quarter, he got all big help from Nas, but you know
who
what
was
he's
brutal
done?
In the first half.
Yeah. You know what he's done, though? He's brought back the mid-range jump shot, the non-three, he's put the value back in the 14-footer.
What terrifies me is I'm beginning to understand the game.
And okay. what conclusions have you reached?
Well, I can see when they're setting up to do something.
Yeah?
It's and not, that terrifies
it's,
you?
It's not necessarily chaos. Mm-hmm. It's organized chaos.
You know, my problem with hockey is I always have to follow the puck. I don't know what the hell else is going on.
You don't really have to.
Yeah, but that's my tendency is to follow where the puck's going. Mm-hmm. But there's stuff. Basketball is just like that. There's stuff going on where there's not where the ball is not located. So that's when you know the stuff. You got to start seeing the stuff. I guess.
Well, the other problem is again we've talked about this. Only baseball has not outgrown its original architecture. Only baseball.
But
hockey, basketball, and football have outgrown the original footprint.
But we were saying that when Kareem was playing and Wilt Chamberlain was playing, but now when you got two of them out there beating on each other and you let them play a little physical, the 10 foot's enough. You know, you don't want to make it higher. So the basket, it's a different game. It's a completely different game.
Well, little teeny guys can dunk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Remember when, you know, when we were kids, if somebody in the state of Minnesota, based, you know, hey, Duluth Central's got this guy. He can dunk.
They'd be in the Ripley, Believe It or Not, Museum.
Yeah, right, 62 or 3. He dunked. Of course, in my generation, if you blocked it, we had high school referees that if you actually blocked a shot around the basket, it had to be a foul. They didn't. There was no comprehension that.
Then blocking wasn't part of the game.
Blocking shots,
I mean, should have been.
I mean, there's a kid from Walnut Grove, Tom Masterson, ended up playing for the Gophers. A great guy. He's about 6'9". They fouled him out of the state tournament about 5 minutes. He made the mistake of actually using his height. So, it's changed. But
Do you have anything else you wanted to get off before? Because I have a question for you.
I wanted to tell you this. What I saw this morning driving down our block, a car coming my way, I saw the first Timberwolves flag on the window.
No.
My first flag on the window for the Timberwolves. And I just had this thought, if they become popular here, are we going to be going back? Are they going to end up losing and we're going to have them all laying on the ground?
Like after a Viking playoff loss?
Yeah, like it. Out in a June rainstorm in this year in the seven, like the Viking game, it would be sad to see all that cloth out there. But yeah, I saw my first one, which means they're coming. If they win, if they get ahead 3-1 in this series, they're coming. Those flags.
Well, hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it in a way that makes it so fun to watch them.
Yes. Yeah.
They're a very entertaining team.
Mm-hmm.
They're not plodding along. It's not methodical. It's
guarding the hell out of
people. It's exciting.
Yes. Jaden McDaniels did not score. He's 6'10", but he's chasing Jamal Murray all over the court and making life miserable for him, who's their second best player. And then they've figured out if the Joker wants to shoot those threes instead of taking his big lard ass to the basket and tossing the ball inside, they're going to let him do that. And if he makes a few threes, it's
somebody said, Pat, and I don't know if this is true or not. I thought I heard he had 0 points in the entire game, and he still had a positive plus minus.
Yeah, 14.
How is that possible?
Well, it's the minutes you're on the court when the scoring is taking
place.
Wow. It was just a game where he never had any shots. He didn't, you know.
But he still had that big of an influence. Man.
Yeah. Well,
can we get to my problem?
Yes.
Bally and Comcast.
Here we go.
All right. Now, I turned to your paper online today because it said, Pat Royce on the Comcast situation. And all your lousy paper did was steer me to a podcast that you were on. Well, I didn't want to listen to that, so here we are.
Knowing you'd have them here.
You're going to be here. What in the hell? Who pays who? We went through this. Does Comcast pay Bally?
Here's what happened. Bally makes money they pay the team and they have the right to show it on that magical thing called television.
Right.
You know, remember that when we had television? That was quite a deal. But, and then they get Comcast or Midco.
To pay them.
Midco so much per subscriber.
Mm-hmm.
And they have several, Comcast, as you know, has tiers.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to take the BSN, it is now Bally, and put it on the highest tier.
Mm-hmm.
So, which would give them more money.
Give who more money?
Bally. It would give them more money, and Comcast is losing, is bleeding subscribers like terrible, and they don't want to raise the prices any more than they have to. And this is happening in 15 baseball markets. Now, the difference is the hockey and the NBA, you could get the Bally app if you were a Comcast subscriber, right?
Yes.
And show and watch it, right? But they have no streaming arrangements in MLB, so it's complicated, and I'm not the expert on it. But here's my complaint: where was MLB 5 years ago when Comcast and every other cable outfit started leaking? You know, they were losing 5% of their audience every year.
But you just said Comcast wants to pay Bally more money.
No. Comcast wants Bally to raise you to a tier. But Bally doesn't. Comcast wants to be able to charge more, not pay Bally more money.
Charge me more.
Charge you more.
What does Bally care what Comcast charges me?
Because if it goes to the higher tier, they're going to have less and less subscribers, and they're not going to get much money, not as much money.
They got zero right now.
Yeah, they do. It's amazing. And now it's not affecting the Wolves because the Wolves, after the first round, all the games went to national television. Mm-hmm. So you can get them on the YouTube and stuff. But the Twins, I don't think there's any solution. And the other trouble with the Twins is the baseball audience is an aged audience. And that means a lot higher percentage of cable subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they don't have a deal with Midco either. And Midco is the outstate, you know, has a big area of the outstate. Those 79 counties that voted for Trump got a lot of white 75-year-olds who want to watch baseball, and they're watching it on cable. So whether Comcast or Midco or somebody else, right? They still have a deal with Charter, right?
A lot of people are still watching Bally Sports, just not Comcast people.
Yeah, but not a lot of them. Not a lot of them.
No, but up where the kid has his place, my kid I used to have, he saw the game Saturday.
Do they have Charter?
He's got a service that's not Comcast.
He has DirecTV, I would guess.
No, he's got Bally Sports North, but it's a different provider.
Yeah, it's a different cable company.
Yeah.
So I think they have a deal with Charter and somebody else. I don't know who.
Are we in Technology Corner?
Yeah. You're I'm not an expert on this stuff. I do not use that service. I haven't been a Comcast customer for quite some time.
And we have a radio problem.
What?
Hard to listen to.
I like Chris Atterbury as a person, but he talks too much.
Well, let me just say this. I have nothing against Chris Atterbury. I do not know him, and I don't want to indict him. He might be a hell of a guy, and I hear nothing but good things about him. But somebody's got to get to him and say, you need to learn to enjoy a moment of silence.
Yes.
Silence will help set the scene. He is so overwhelmingly schooled in minutia that in the middle of a crucial at bat, he's going to tell you the batter's grandmother was the square dancing queen of bum dirt Iowa in 1970. I don't want to know that, Chris.
And you know, for years and years and years, he did the postgame show.
I know.
And it was great because he had. There's plenty of
that's when to tell you that stuff.
Yes.
And in fact, when we used to...
They took him off the postgame show, and they got a nice enough fella doing it now.
When we used to do the day games, when we had the Twins rights, Kenny and I would sit in the studio and go, how many more seconds was Chris got in him?
Yes.
Give us one more.
Chris, the game is a bottle of wine. Let it breathe.
Yes, that's a...
Please, let it breathe.
You're not isolated in your complaints that the Twins
are
hearing.
I want the best for him. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm saying... Somebody's got to get to him and teach him the value of a moment's silence helps set the scene better than jabbering.
Go back to the 1960s and listen to Ray Scott describing Harmon Killebrew's.
Hell, listen to us.
Here's the pitch. Boof glaring in. Wide. I'm sorry, inside, not wide. See? Inside, ball.
I think he called it a strike.
He did? Didn't he?
What's he raising his
hand? I don't know what I'm talking
like
about, but I do know silence.
Poetry.
I had a little Chris in me that day because I was trying.
Well, hell, you had notes about the freeway. He's going to tell me the history of I-75. I don't want to know that.
I
will say, in my defense, it is an exhibition game.
Right.
Fine, but I still need to know the history of the Florida freeway system.
I wasn't there, and this is before I knew you guys. How much hand-waving was going on in
there? Such, I got some notes here about 75.
All I know is we were supposed to do two innings.
And we did one.
And they can't.
They got us out of there so fast.
Gordo said, and I'll be back with the second inning.
Here we go. Here's back.
That was the end of it. But I was talking to Gladdy about this very subject, and Gladdy's, you know, what he's got to do is what Provis used to do when Gladdy's on from innings 4, 5, and 6. Mm-hmm. Provis is like not in the booth for a couple of innings.
Hey, just go have
then,
a hot
and
dog.
And come
or
back and join him for the sixth or something like that. Ray Scott describing, you know, Harmon batting against the Yankees in 65 as a moment of silence. And then he says, you know, every game we go right down to the wire.
Or Herb Gurneil.
Do you have that one, Ray Scott?
I wonder
Ray
if I
Scott
have.
Describes Harmon Killebrew's mighty home run before the 1965 All-Star game. Before the 1965 All-Star. I think that, I don't know. You know what part of the problem is? For the modern guys, there's too much information available.
The information he has does not contribute to understanding the game being played. He told me the other day about two guys who were rival Lego champions. Chris obviously knows more than anybody.
Yes,
I'll give him
does.
That. Two rival Lego champions. I don't give a bleep.
You're not alone. I've been getting emails on this very subject, and that's it's
You got to realize that the radio audience on The Big Neighbor is about average of my age, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you
but it's got to be bigger game. Than it would be because the game isn't available to a lot of people.
No, there's going to be a lot of people, a lot more people discovering that.
So. The only way I got the game tonight is radio.
Mm-hmm. Well.
I don't have FUBO.
A four-game series, by the way, against... Tonight, Luis Castillo is pitching for Seattle, and he's one of the best. And then Thursday, Logan Gilbert, who might be the best, is pitching. So after yesterday's loss, the pitching competition has been upgraded substantially here with the four-game series with Seattle. Were you listening to the game at all yesterday out in the garage tinkering? Were you out in the garage tinkering
yesterday? I was tinkering, and I did have the game, yes.
And when I got a bad vibe?
Hmm.
When they load them up with nobody out in a second and they don't score.
That's a bad scene.
That's kind of...
That goes back a month.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah, that mid-April return. So anyway...
It was a nice run, though, huh? 12 games?
It was
holy mackerel.
I have a problem, though. We kept saying the longest since 1980.
That tied the
91,
long,
I thought.
As 91
so
was.
So it's as long as.
As long
okay,
as
that's what I wanted
second,
to say.
Yes,
okay,
it's as
you.
Long. The 1980, though, was the longest for 11 years. It was when it first appeared 12 in a row. That was their longest, and that was a terrible team.
We stinks in 1980, didn't we?
Yes, we stinks.
That's what I
wrote about it for Saturday, Sunday. I kind of drifted into a column there, writing.
Did
about
you bury the lead?
I buried that SOB so deep that
sometimes I can't find him.
Nobody could find him. And that's what I told Morty last year. Because Morty has a chance to. He's been a little better this year with Provis, by the way. Now that we won't find that out anymore. But I said that on Twitter that Justin Morneau's, when he gets going, reminds me of myself writing a column. It takes a long time to get to the point, and sometimes there isn't one. That's right.
Can a Twins executive weigh in on this, or do they have no horse in the race?
Oh, yeah, they have.
They basically hire
the announcers.
No, for TV.
Oh, no, the Twins are out of it. But
who can solve this?
The Twins sacrificed any clout they had by taking the money. Here's what the story supposedly is. A kind of a neutral source, but within the Twins. The Twins said, when they made Provis a TV guy, and he said, we're going to be streamed, MLB had told them that we will take care of it if you don't have a deal with Bally. We will take care of it. We're going to have streaming. And they'd done that with San Diego and Arizona last year.
They'd done that
with a couple of teams. And MLB was going to it was going to be streamed through MLB, and it was going to be run. You could, if you had MLB.com, you could pay for the station and find it. Whatever they were going to have it, and then about a month later they called the Twins and said, take whatever Bally will give you. We don't want to do it this year.
Mm-hmm.
So then they took the Bally money, but they didn't want to give away the streaming rights. You know, that Bally wanted the streaming rights for like 2 or 3 years so they could make this deal with Amazon. And they supposedly have a deal with Amazon, but it hasn't been completed, and the baseball doesn't want to give away their streaming rights. So
you can't get the Twins on MLB. Because Bally supplies MLB with the feed.
Well, plus, you can't, if you dry the MLB package, you can't get the local team because Comcast has the rights to it.
Right.
So in Iowa, Joe, if you buy the package, you can still buy the package, right, on cable?
I believe so, yeah.
But there are five teams that they consider local in Iowa. So,
both Chicago teams, St. Louis
Chicago
and Minnesota.
Teams, St. Louis, Kansas City, and Minnesota.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, so any team you might be interested in, you can't watch.
Not for you.
Baseball is, you know, we appreciate the speed-up rules. But yes, they're still the most backward and screwed up organization.
What a shame there. The timing couldn't be worse.
No. 12 in a row.
Hottest team in baseball. Mm-hmm. With the Red Sox came to town. Now the leading team in the West comes to town. It's amazing.
You know what? I want to go back to the Wolves, though.
Yep.
I mean, you know how when we get a team in a big situation, right? That the nation is watching, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a Vikings playoff game or a conference championship game or the previous Twins World Series, we always become convinced that the announcers are against us, the national announcers. You can't listen to the games that they're broadcasting now and say that about
right.
the Wolves.
No.
Reggie Miller's over the moon for this team and Ant Edwards. And then the guys on, Kevin Harlan's one of our guys.
How about when they called the technical on Ant and Reggie Miller? Come on! He went nuts.
And he named the referee by, you know, yes. The referee's a black guy, or Courtney something, and he said, come on! Yeah, it was,
it wasn't a technical.
It was a bad
they
call.
They rescinded it today.
Oh, great. Thank God they won the game.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, if you lose by one, you can. Well, and Reggie also pointed out that meanwhile, Jamal Murray makes the three and gets fouled by Cat and makes the gun,
yeah.
shoots him mm-hmm. with the gun as he's laying on the floor, and that's not a technical. Mm-hmm. So, so my theory is they told the guy at halftime or something. When was the technical?
I think it was the third quarter.
Yeah, when they told the guy that was a bad call or something, so then he didn't call.
Well, especially when you're letting these guys play a little bit more physical, you're letting a lot of stuff go.
They have come up with a key word, marginal contact. Ooh. I never heard that.
I've come up with another observation.
Yes.
The games would be more fun if they were officiated all the way through the way they are in the first 3 minutes. The first 3 minutes, you can strangle people to death, and nothing will happen.
Yeah, it's like they sit around. And the same thing in college. It's like they sit around and wait for the guy to blow the whistle.
First 3 to 5 minutes is fire barn is fire barn basketball. You can run into people. You can pick them up and throw them in the seats.
Yep.
You can do anything you want. After about 5 minutes, the whistle starts blowing.
Yep. You know, now that you mention it, my marriage has been marginal contact for quite some time.
Yeah, way to get to our age.
Yeah.
Marginal contact.
Where is she?
What is it? Let's go. Let's go here.
Once in a while you get a technical call.
Well, that's in the game of flaw.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, why did we tell the pan story last week?
The what?
What, Royce, trying to drain the sub pump. Didn't that come up on GL last week?
I don't think so.
Oh.
That's, my knees have never been the same.
Because it was around this time of the, Kenny mentioned his sub pump. That's what it was. And we brought up that you were trying to drain it with your glass.
Well, you had a drinking glass.
No, at first. Then I went to a big tub, but it was a plastic tub.
No. Yes. You had receptacles prior to the tub.
No, yes. I went from a cup
to a little pan.
I went to a pan. Yes.
So don't give me this tub
pan that you
thing.
A pan that you would make a good supply of soup in. Not just a little soup.
Oh, no, right, come on.
Yeah. But then I'd fill up the. Yeah. I'd fill up this red tub that wobbled.
Right.
And then it'd be like two-thirds full, and I'd have to haul my fat ass up the steps as this thing was wobbling, frightened as hell that I was going to drop it and have water all over the place. Finally, the neighbor came over at 2:30 in the morning and said, "Did you press this button?" And I said, "Well, it doesn't work." And then he pressed it, and it was the one that...
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
It was the one that did it automatically, oh. But you had to keep it pressed.
It was a reset button.
Mm-hmm. But you had to. So then I went down and held the reset button in for five minutes.
Didn't the neighbor?
And then I'd go to sleep for a while, and then I'd get up every 15 minutes and press the button again. So
didn't the neighbor come on the heels of you putting something out on Twitter? Wasn't that the case?
He somehow saw that the lights were still on or something. He's concerned about us old folks.
So. This was 2:30
in the morning. 2:30
in the morning,
yeah. I was still wobbling up the steps. Hey, last time we let it get out of hand down there, it cost me $12,000 to redo the downstairs.
Well, maybe it's time to have the sump pump redone.
I should have the... I should get one of the generators. I keep threatening to, and then, you know, the generator that would make it run, you know. I should do that. But meanwhile, I got the redoing the pool problem because I can't get any dry days to.
What are they going to do to the pool?
It. New liner, new whatever that stuff, matriculate or what is it?
I don't know.
What is it?
Didn't we matriculate down the field?
Matriculate down the field.
You're on about your 10th motor, aren't you?
The motor goes, we get about the heater's the one that gets you. We get about one of those about every 3 years. The motor's pretty good. The motor, we had to replace the motor last year, but that was the first time in like 30 years.
It's the money pit.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
But there was, the generator they had in there, the motor they had in there to drain it.
Yeah.
You know, to send the water out into the street was through the hose. Went out like Friday. We got we might have snakes in there now. It's like this sloppy.
Is it open? The cover's off it?
No. Yeah, the cover's off, but they're trying to get it finished, but they keep getting too much rain. So. Hmm. I think they were out there today, though.
Today might be a bluebird day to work on it.
Yeah, they're out there today. I'm hopeful. Yeah. I'm hopeful that because at this point, I've invested enough in it that there's no going back.
Oh, no, no.
There's no going back because I've invested more now than if I just filled it in.
Right.
Which.
Or turned it into a skate park.
One of those. May get the little brats in the neighborhood to come over and
bring your skateboard.
Charge them $5 or some damn thing. Yeah. Yeah, although it's such a short, you'd have to be really good. It's only like 10 yards long or something like that. So, anyway, it's, I was driving around Medicine Lake the other day on a beautiful bluebird day.
Roycey Walk?
It was, I was like top down. Yep. And we looked at a place.
She was with you?
No.
Oh.
Hell no. We looked at a place on there, the small place on the lake, but it was the other side of the road back in 1984.
Yeah.
That was not the price was about the same.
Yeah.
But this house was a little bigger. But hell, if you had a place on a lake, you could have rebuilt it now. But it's that was another great decision of mine. buy a house that's going to go down in value instead of one that's go up. You know,
Medicine Lake is not very big, is it?
Not huge, but it's
there's boats on it.
It looking pretty good this year at this point because a lot of water in
right,
it.
Yeah, right.
That helps. How's the White Bear Lake looking?
Looks good.
Yeah. The drought being over is good for lakes. That's my.
I think you're not out on a limb there. That's
by the way, Dennis Anderson wrote a column Sunday telling us how wonderful the fishing opener is going to be there. Mm-hmm. Conditions are perfect. Water's mm-hmm. high. And I responded, because back when I used to take the kids fishing
mm-hmm.
on the opener, various spots, here you can't say that because when you get to the fishing resort and you don't catch any fish, it's because the front came through on Thursday night. That's the A number one fishing resort.
Got to have a front.
Excuse the front. Yeah, it was going to be.
It was great, but that front came through here.
The front came through on Thursday in the middle of April. But we never know whether it's the cold front or the warm front, but it's the front that caused the fish not to bite. Right. So good luck. I don't think is the fishing opener still big, but it's not what it used to be. I don't think.
Where's the Gov going? Is the Gov?
He's going to Lake City. Lake Pepin.
Oh, Lake Pepin.
Sure. That don't count.
Are there even fish in that thing?
Sure. Yeah, there's
bullhead and
that's
stuff like that.
That's the water skiing capital.
I know. That has nothing to do with fish.
They got those bass that are inedible, those white bass or something.
I like a nice largemouth bass for eating.
Oh, yeah.
Eating.
Okay. But they got those. Don't they catch some of them big honkers?
Yeah.
Sturgeon.
Dogfish and stuff like that. Paddlefish sawtooth fish. And they got the bad fish in that lake.
I think Tim's a little afraid to get too far away from the metro. That's what I would
say. Yeah, I think he should be afraid. Does Peggy go on that?
I think that's just the governor.
Lieutenant General?
I think he just goes alone. Well, not alone, but I don't know. Yeah. Well, they can't be in the same spot, you know.
I think she's been rolling eyes at him.
Oh, boy. Don't start that again.
Yeah. I see that the Hmongs wanted in on the Asia Pacific action, and we had a little trouble. Did you see that?
I don't know this story.
We had Asia Pacific weekend because we're celebrating Islanders Month.
Well, I didn't know that.
But the Hmong are not considered islanders.
Oh, they're a solid country.
Polynesian.
Hmongs are not Polynesian.
No. I said, this is the ones we're honoring. The Polynesians.
Those are the islands.
I don't know we had enough people of that descent to celebrate it, but we're celebrating. It's the month.
Right.
And they had an event, and Speaker Murphy, or she's now the speaker, right?
She's the Murph, yep.
The Murph brings a couple of Hmong chicks with her who are there's four legislatures, legislators.
Mm-hmm.
And she brings them with them, but they're not on the list of the speakers. But two of them get up there and speak, and then another one comes wandering up, and the woman running the outfit that's also a legislator said, "That's enough, no more."
Right.
And so we got now the Hmong gals are demanding an apology for not getting treated with proper respect. But we got to have a Hmong month, don't we? Why don't we stick to the Hmong month and not, not interrupt the Asian Pacific month?
You're very proud of your DFL.
I'm not very proud of them. I'm just proud of the option to the other.
Okay, but let's just stick to the state here. Let's stick to the state.
Yes.
Where are you on, should Nicole Mitchell leave the state Senate?
I would say yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
A DFLer like from about 1950. you know how it works.
Yeah.
But the current DFL they're not DFLers.
I can guarantee you if the margin was 3, she wouldn't be voting instead of 1.
Right.
You know, I mean, they should have get up and said, see the math here? We got no choice.
Right.
Although, do we have a tiebreaker for this? We don't have a tiebreaker, right?
No.
Like the VP, the lieutenant.
We don't have Kamala.
The lieutenant.
They got a shootout?
The lieutenant governor cannot break a tie.
I don't think so.
No. Okay. How do we, the lieutenant governor is still, it's they run as a ticket now, right?
Yes.
They don't have, we don't. Because we used to have, the lieutenant governor was a separate race way back when.
Who was the lieutenant governor? Ken, relax. The family.
Lou Engberg.
Who we had never heard of.
The twins
brought him out to throw the first
opening
ball.
Opening day. The twins were so down, and miserable in the 70s. We couldn't even get the gov. We had to go for
we
the.
We had to take the lieutenant.
He was busy. The governor was busy.
That would have been. I'll tell you who the gov would have been. Wouldn't it have been Al Quie?
Might have been
Al Quie.
Al Quie said, "I got better things to do. I'm not going.
Send Lou."
So my thing about 1980, when they won the 12, that year they packed them in for They were 26th in the 26th major leagues, not 800,000, 790,000, something like that. And as the 12-game winning streak started, they played three with the Whiteys and three with Seattle. And the six crowds range from the low 2,000s to the low 4,000s.
Oh.
And remember those afternoon games out there? Nobody was there.
Yeah.
And then the Royals, who they swept, and won, those Royals ended up winning the lousy West by 13 games. And they drew 23,000 total.
Wow.
For total.
Wow.
So the biggest crowd. The biggest crowd at home during the 12-game winning streak was 9,000.
Oh, my God.
But they were in the 2000s three times,
I think. What was the last outdoor year? 81?
81, and that was the one that was split. Yeah. That was the split. But you look back at the 80 team, they had Smalley and Weiniger, and, they had Glenn Adams, and they shouldn't have been. Kenny Landreau was around.
Was Ward
they shouldn't
team?
Have been as... Yeah, Ward was on that team. They shouldn't have been as rotten as they were.
Yeah,
but they weren't lighting up the Twin Cities.
Speaking of governors, please tell me you guys saw the photo, the made up photo of the Kentucky Derby where they had Christy Noem welcomes winner of the Kentucky Derby, and she got the giant shotgun at the winner's circle. I forgot.
She'll forever be known for that.
I forgot to send it to both of you.
And that isn't the one she apologized. She had to apologize for something else in the book, not
the claiming she met Ho Chi Minh, or no, who's the guy in North Korea? Little Kim.
Oh, yeah.
Kim Jong-un?
Wasn't a bad guy. Or
yeah, I met him. He's all right.
I think Trump wanted her because she's a good-looking chick, but I think the dead dog kind of took her.
She's got the nice hat.
Plus, she's from South Dakota. She can influence. Well, South Dakota's going to be carried anyway, so what do you care?
But she's got the nice, hat on, and then she's got the giant 12-gauge.
Oh, God. Social media is going to kill her for
it was fantastic.
That one gal had over, 12,000 retweets in an hour when she had the dog in the front seat.
Yeah.
Looking out the side. She had the dog.
The dog had the look.
Looking at you suspiciously. Oh. And she said,
no, I behaved.
She said, a dog every time he's in a car with a Republican.
Yeah. The dog's like this.
No, his head isn't turned.
No, he's behaving.
His eyes are
straight forward.
He's got that was my favorite thing about a dog was the sideways glance that they... Oh. When they were doing something wrong, and they kind of had to peek over at you to see if you were if you caught them doing that.
Oh my God!
I'll never forget the stout Katie cooked about four sliders, and she put them on a counter, four hamburger sliders. And she came up and they were gone. And Stout was sitting there innocent, but then he licked his lips. gave it away.
The trail of hamburger grease.
Anyway.
All right.
Rudy, come on, Rudy.
I'm done with them. I'm not even going to watch now.
Here's my question.
Here we go.
Giving the wives and the girlfriends support is certainly important. But
important.
In the big picture, what good are we?
That's right.
What good is it having us there?
Right.
What can we say? It doesn't hurt that much, honey. Hang in there. Hold my hand tighter. What the hell?
Right. So here we go. It's Christy Noem. I'm here to help. Christy Noem attends Kentucky Derby to see if any horses need to be put down. She stood in front of Barbara.
That's wonderful.
Thank you, Howard.
Completely off the picture, Kentucky Derby ended up like this with three horses. Yeah.
She was glued. She watched from the moment it started. It was on in the house.
Well, it doesn't take long.
No. But she watched all the fanfare and everything else leading up to it.
I watched a race that I thought was the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, God.
And it wasn't.
The prelim.
It was a pregame.
Yeah.
And then they finally had the Derby.
And
that's like when you.
I'm not recognizing any of these names.
Two other things about greatness: Willie Mays' 93rd birthday today.
Oh, wonderful!
Boy. And I saw on Twitter somebody sent out the course secretariat winning. That's, by the way, the two fastest times in Kentucky Derby history were Secretariat and Sham from that race, 1973.
Wow.
So everything else gets faster, but horse racing gets slower. But they showed him, and you know the leader that day, 73, the horse, the speed horse, Shecky Green.
Really?
Was a horse named Shecky Green.
Why are horses getting slower?
The breed is breaking down.
Really?
Supposedly. And
pretty soon it'll be 5 minutes.
They all came for like two guys or something.
They're
going
to need a halftime.
And yeah. But
we'll be back.
But Secretariat is, you know, he's chasing him around and chasing him around. And all of a sudden, you hit the stretch. And he goes wide. He doesn't care. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't try to save ground. He just goes out and ride. And then he ended up winning three lengths.
You know, it'll speed him up. Put Christy Noem out there, and that'll speed him up.
You think people will watch if it gets to be about 30 minutes for him to get around the track?
Do I got time to get another beer?
Yeah. They can have him stop. Yeah, stop. Sham finished third in all of them. But the Belmont was a bit decisive, but that's the one he wins by, you know.
Yeah.
There's only four horses in that race. They didn't want any
part of
them.
It's lost its American consciousness.
Yeah. People like to go there and party, but we don't really care.
It's a great event if you're there.
Speaking of another thing, you and I exchanged messages on this. You know what else has lost its American consciousness? The Byron Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
God, what a field. Unbelievable.
Nobody finished in the top wherever.
No. It was
Taylor Pendrith won.
Yeah, I can guarantee you the CBS or NBC or whoever doing it last week is they're calling up these PGA people and said, we ain't showing this crap next year. Mm. You know, we got to get out of this contract because it's brutal. It's brutal. And meanwhile, Koepka wins in Singapore, and nobody cares.
Right, and which wasn't on TV, and, as far as I know.
Yeah, it is. It's on.
It's on Bally Country. Sports.
No, it's on the. It's on the CW.
Oh, come on, seriously?
But when you watch, have you ever watched it?
No.
20% of the screen is showing you the team standings at all times.
Oh.
I don't care how the gorillas are doing with the Thunderbirds, you morons. You know. Plus, they, you know, that golf course they were playing Sunday didn't look too good either.
And the Sam Houston, wherever the hell we were, Sam, what tournament we just have?
The Byron.
That course looked terrible.
That's what I'm just saying, yeah. It looked like it.
Oh, I thought you meant this Singapore course.
No, who cares? They got those people flying all over the world, so. Anyway.
I'll see you.
All right.
Jim Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers.
Jim Paul. That, you don't have to worry about a lousy golf course when you're a Jim Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers. Apple Valley and Hastings. The yard, the lot is full of new vehicles of all ilk. We no longer have a shortage of the big honkers, the Yukon, the heavy-duty trucks, even the Hummer EV. We can get you one right away. You get out there, and of course, they're full stock of trucks, full stock of SUVs. A hockey parent, if you're a hockey grandparent and only need the small SUV for to hold the equipment, we got those. And if you need the big SUV to take the whole team in, you can get that too. Full stock and big discounts, factory discounts, and also low interest rates, 0.9, 1.9, 2.9, low interest rates. Jim Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers, Apple Valley and Hastings. Give them a look.